KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's 18 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with occasional light snow or flurries and a high around 31. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. Police in Red Oak Sunday arrested a Council Bluffs woman for possession of drug paraphernalia. 20-year-old Madison Jane Franzen was taken into custody at around 9:23 p.m. and transported to the Montgomery County Jail. Her bond was set at $300. The City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department Board of Directors will meet this evening via Zoom beginning at 5:15. On the agenda is action on updates and or new business with regard to the dog park, which will be an update, native landscaping, Shelburgh Recreation Area signage, campground registration, shelter reservations, also a topic, playground inspections, and the Eagle Scout Bluebird Houses Project. And in his report to the board, Parks and Rec Director Brian Rasmussen will talk about walkability maps, winter recreation and recreation equipment, and continued parks maintenance matters. Well, it was an uneventful Sunday at the Iowa State House, where there's enhanced security after an FBI warning that there could be armed protests at 50 state capitals in the days leading up to the inauguration. An online posting indicated there would be a midday march at the Iowa Capitol Sunday. A business nearby had closed as a precaution, but security officials on the scene said only three people arrived at around noon Sunday, and they were gone by 12:30. KCCI had said one of the three Iowa Capitol protesters was armed with a knife and had a bullhorn. The largest protest Sunday appears to have been at the state capitol in Michigan, where several dozen gathered, some of whom were armed with guns. Fewer than a dozen protesters were outside of Minnesota's capital. The number of people hospitalized with the coronavirus in Iowa has dipped below 500 for the first time since October. The Iowa Department of Public Health reported Sunday that 474 people were being treated for COVID-19 in hospitals on Saturday. That's down from 505 on Friday. The last time the number of people hospitalized was below 500 was October 18th. The state reported 730 new cases and two deaths Sunday to give the Iowa total of 304,852 cases and 4,323 deaths since the pandemic began. Over the past week, Iowa has been reporting an average of 941.43 new cases per day. Members of the state legislature were notified Friday night that someone associated with the Iowa House had tested positive for COVID. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The notification indicated the person had been in the state capitol on Wednesday, and although there is not a requirement to do so, the person had been wearing a face covering. The person's identity or condition isn't being revealed. Democrats have argued the 2021 legislative session, which began last Monday, will become a super spreader event if Republicans in the majority don't take more steps to stop the spread of the virus. GOP leaders say under the state constitution, they do not have the authority to require that elected officials wear a mask. I'm O.K. Henderson.
The Iowa legislature is not meeting today in observance of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. The Missouri House of Representatives is not meeting at all this week after a COVID outbreak among lawmakers there. The Missouri legislature also began its session a week ago. The five state-operated Test Iowa drive-through sites in the state hygienic lab will be closed today for the Martin Luther King Jr. federal holiday. The sites include Pottawatomie County at 3236 Nebraska Avenue in Council Bluffs. All sites will reopen for testing as usual tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Individuals who wish to be tested at any given site must first complete an online assessment at testiowa.com and schedule an appointment. Locations and hours of operation for all test sites can be found at testiowa.com or at coronavirus.iowa.gov. While the pandemic is being particularly difficult on nonprofit groups which rely on volunteers to operate, and the American Red Cross is asking Iowans for help in order to help other Iowans in need. Emily Holly, a spokeswoman for the agency's Nebraska-Iowa region, says people who give freely of their time make the charity's humanitarian mission possible.
One of the things that COVID has affected is that, you know, folks are less likely to go to public places and volunteer, and that is harmful to us because we are an organization that where volunteers represent more than 90% of our Red Cross workforce.
Red Cross offices across Iowa where blood is drawn are always looking for blood donor ambassadors. They do things like welcoming visitors and taking their temperatures before entering agency facilities and blood drives. There's also a high priority need for transportation specialists to help deliver blood from Red Cross facilities to local hospitals.
Another option is disaster response volunteers. Most of the disasters in the U.S. that the Red Cross responds to every 8 minutes are home fires. Especially during the wintertime, there are more home fires, and so we need folks who are willing to respond to those home fires.
In some cases, disaster response volunteers can connect with families by video or phone to provide emotional support, emergency financial assistance, and information to help families begin to recover.
We have so many virtual positions available to help folks, so you don't even have to leave your house. You can sit in a comfy chair and help out folks affected by disasters.
For Iowans who are still hesitant to get close to others, she said there's a wide range of other virtual volunteer opportunities that are available. In the funeral announcements, Jerry Rosenbeck, age 76 of Exira, died January 8th in Omaha. Funeral services for Jerry Rosenbeck will be today at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbolton. Wearing of masks and hand sanitizing are required during the service and visitation. Mary Elizabeth Nichols, age 79 of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Memorial services for Mary Nichols will be today at 11 a.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Ronald Dean Akers, age 64 of Walnut, died Wednesday in Omaha. Private family funeral services for Ronald Akers will be today at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Marlis Moore, age 89 of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Marlis Moore will be this Thursday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Daniel Weller, age 53 of Manning, died Saturday at Manning Regional Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Daniel Weller will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Thelma Nelson, age 81 of Elkhorn, died Friday at Salem Lutheran Home. A massive Christian burial for Thelma Nelson will be this Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan, with Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Kenneth Foxhoven, age 76 of Erling, died Saturday at Bergen Mercy Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Kenneth Foxhoven will be Thursday at 4 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ted Williams, age 94 of Harlan, died Friday at Iowa Lutheran Hospital. Funeral services for Ted Williams will be Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Robert Stewart, age 90 of Council Bluffs, died Thursday. Private family mass of Christian burial for Robert Leroy Stewart will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. John Eskew, age 89 of Atlantic, died January 15th at the Cass County Hospital. A memorial service and luncheon for John Eskew will be sometime late this spring or early in the summer. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting the family. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.